Reporting local news, this is Wayne Cruzy. Felony theft charges are being brought against a Hickman man for allegedly stealing 14 baby calves from a former employer. The Beatrice police arrested Cork Tyon after allegedly trying to sell some of the stolen calves at a Beatrice auction. On Thursday, Tyon appeared in Gage County Court, where his bond was set at $10,000. Excitement builds for this year's Gage County Fair. Entertainers Granger Smith and Aaron Watson have been booked to headline the fair, scheduled for late July. Smith performed at the fair 2 years ago. Area students requested Aaron Watson. Watson is a young singer-songwriter who performs Red Dirt Country. Tickets are on sale now and may be purchased online at gagecountyfair.com. Robert Henricks, age 80, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service will be Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial at Lanham Cemetery. Visitation will be Tuesday from 1 to 9, with family receiving friends from 6 to 8 at Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Robert Henricks.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, Swedish meatballs with noodles, a roll, peas and carrots, and apricots. Thursday, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat bread, green beans, and berry bliss.
Live, work, and play at the Bulldog Community in Marysville. They're now open and leasing, featuring 1- and 2-bedroom apartments and 3-bedroom townhomes. Enjoy a non-smoking safe community featuring well-lit door-to-door parking, 24-hour maintenance, local management, private access, lawn care, snow removal, and washer and dryer hookups. In addition, our townhomes have attached garages with door openers and private patios. Call Metro Plains Management today at 562-2811 or visit our website at metroplainsmanagement.com and let us introduce you to your new home. Hurry, as we are filling fast.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 to 11 and 1 to 5. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Have you or someone you know been hurt by domestic violence or sexual assault? We may be able to help. We are Relationships Can, a ministry of Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. We help strengthen families in 11 counties to help create safe, healthy relationships. Our services are free and confidential. Find out more about Relationships Can at 913-621-1504.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care, incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Other than a slight chance for snow showers later on tonight, we are looking at a relatively calm and very quiet forecasting period. Now, this will continue until the early portions of next week. The next chance for precipitation, not until Tuesday, and at this point, again, a very slight chance of rain showers at that. Taking a look at the forecast in a little greater detail, lots of sunshine in store for today with high temperatures topping out in the mid-40s. A northerly wind of 10 to 15, that could gust to 20. A slight chance of snow showers for tonight, lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. Again, with a northwesterly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 20 miles an hour. Partly sunny skies in store for Thursday and windy as well, with daytime highs reaching the low 40s, and a northerly wind of 10 to 20 that could gust to 30. Mostly clear skies for Thursday night, lows bottoming out in the mid 20s, and mostly sunny skies in store for Friday with highs in the mid 50s, and sunny skies on Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. I'm Nikki Latola.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
As the winter days drudge on, Rust Eaters at Seneca Furniture has the cure for cabin fever. Specials throughout the store, deals in every department, sales to take your winter blues away. Find over 90 recliners, lots of sofas and reclining sofas, selections to please everyone. Seneca Furniture with deals at three locations, 26 North 4th Street, 515 Main, and 408 Main in Seneca. It's a cabin fever sale at Seneca Furniture. On now.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has several like-new used units that are priced right, including a Chevy Suburban, Buick Lucerne, Chevy Impala, and a Ford Edge. Several pickups include a Chevy S10 and several Silverado 1500 model pickups. At the Norris Motor Company.
Subban's Insurance will be up in the stands cheering for the Fall City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish boys basketball teams. The athletes are sure to show what they're made of when they bring home the victory from districts this week. Good luck, guys, from Subban's Insurance with locations in Auburn and Fall City.
There will be a real estate auction, 80 acres of Marshall County farmland, selling for Michael Farrell. Tuesday evening, March 1st, beginning at 6:30. At the Frankfort American Legion. Property is located a half mile south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Vista Road, then a half mile west on the south side of the northeast corner of the property, which consists of 80 acres, 65 acres tillable farmland, approximately 26 acres in the bottom land along the creek and draw, 39 acres terraced upland. Balance is in wildlife habitat, creek and draw. Property will have a 40-foot travel easement along the south side. There is a rural water line running along the east side of the property. This is a productive farm. Come take a look. Contact John Klein at Onega, 889-4775 or 532-8381. 80 acres of Marshall County farmland located south and west of Frankfort. Sell and at auction March 1st, beginning at 6:30 p.m. at Frankfort American Legion. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Justin at New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska, some amazing trade-ins. A 2012 John Deere 7215R tractor with only 1,800 hours, rear duals, command quad IVT transmission, GPS receiver, auto track activation. Check out a like-new 2015 300-hour John Deere 6170M tractor with the John Deere H380 loader and grapple, or an AgChem 1286R Rogator with full GPS suite and all the options for only $99.5. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989, or check the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Trans-Pacific Partnership will tear down trade barriers and help level the playing field for U.S. agriculture exports to 11 nations across the Pacific Rim. That according to the American Farm Bureau. They released an economic analysis yesterday estimating the trade pact will boost annual net farm income in the U.S. by $4.4 billion. The report forecast farm price increases for corn to 5 cents a bushel, a 12 cent bushel increase for soybeans, a 2% per bushel increase for wheat, and also a 16 cent per hundred increase in cotton. Cash receipts projected to rise $21 million for cotton. They also predict increases of beef of $2.66 a hundred, a $2.45 increase for pork, and a $1.45 increase for poultry. Dairy products would also increase, as milk rising 21 cents a hundred. The agreement has been approved by negotiators from the 12 TPP nations, the U.S. International Trade Commission preparing a formal analysis for the administration, which will formally ask Congress to ratify the deal. A federal appeals court this week ruled it will hear challenges to the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has agreed to hear challenges to the EPA's rule by the 18 states. Those states say the EPA goes too far with the rule and that WOTUS would be costly to landowners. The EPA has defended the rule as a safeguard for drinking water for 117 million Americans. Now, the rule went into effect last August, but is temporarily on hold pending resolution of the jurisdictional challenge. The Sixth Circuit issued the federal state last year. An opinion piece in the Washington Post said the announcement to hear the challenge would seem to indicate that things look good for those challenging the rule for exceeding the scope of the Clean Water Act. Challenges to the rule may also benefit from being heard in lower courts, as the Supreme Court likely deadlocked in a 4-4 political tie for the near future. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says there's no time to waste to pass voluntary GMO labeling and head off a nationwide patchwork of state laws, starting with Vermont's in July. Grassley will be among Senate Agriculture Committee Republicans pressing tomorrow for swift passage before July of a national system of voluntary labeling and preemption of state labeling laws.
Now, let's just think, if Congress doesn't act, then food companies will be required to start switching labels for food shipped to distributors for retail sale on July the 1st when Vermont law goes into effect.
Grassley charges laws like Vermont's are intended to disparage biotech products that he argues help the U.S. feed and fuel a growing world population. Key Democrats, including top Senate Agriculture Democrat Debbie Stabenow, agree that a 50-state patchwork of laws will not work. But whether or not Democrats will back the bill, which is by Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts, remains in question.
They aren't sure where Democrats stand on it yet, but and our meeting tomorrow will tell us exactly where they stand. But it's going to be difficult to get this bill through the United States Senate if it isn't bipartisan.
And, of course, bipartisanship is a commodity that's in mighty short supply in this presidential election year. And in other news, a federal appeals court this week ruled it will hear challenges to the Waters of the U.S. rule. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati agreed Monday to hear challenges to the Environmental Protection Agency's rule by 18 states. The states say the EPA goes too far with the rule and that Waters of the U.S. could be costly to landowners. The EPA defends the rule as a safeguard to drinking water for 117 million Americans. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.